Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
A few days ago, I spotted a copy of the North Coast Journal and noticed the cover article was about accused murderer Robert Durst. I grabbed a copy and began to read with interest. Now waiting trial for murder in Louisiana, he's likely to have other DAs waiting to put him on trial, even if he's exonerated for the moment. As I looked at the face of the alleged murderer, I began to picture Gollum. The likeness between Durst and Gollum. You remember Gollum from the Lord of the Rings story? Gollum had at one time been a hobbit, but he came into possession of the Ring of Power. Gollum had murdered in order to take the ring from a friend, and through time the corrupting power of the ring turned him into a loathsome creature. That murderous impulse, is it in all of us or only some? How might it be suppressed or even cured? Does the death penalty deter a person from killing? Recently, there is heightened controversy over the death penalty because the Supreme Court discussed a case where a drug cocktail had been administered to give a lethal injection. They concluded that execution by lethal injection is not cruel and unusual punishment, even if bungled. But some of the justices decried the death penalty altogether, arguing that it was time to eliminate it from our system of justice. Have you noticed the myriad TV shows that are about murder these days? I'm stunned by how many programs show murder, morgues, and mortuaries in vivid detail. Then the heroes, smart, good-looking officers, avidly seek to catch the bad guy who committed the murder. Often they end up catching the murderer by the end of the hour, sometimes shooting the guy if he puts up a fight. It's troublesome to me that we have shifted so dramatically from Father Knows Best and Leave It to Beaver to myriad cop shows with murder victims. Is it post-9/11 syndrome? Or maybe it portends the death of our culture in the collective unconscious. Or perhaps it also reveals our insatiable thirst for justice. What could be more satisfying than watching a murderer brought to swift justice? Years ago, I listened to the Reverend Bruce Thielman tell a story about his visit to a prison. With the warden, he toured the facility and talked to prisoners. After, as they passed by a mirror, the warden stopped, faced the mirror, and said, "There is a murderer." Perhaps he meant that under the right circumstances, anyone could become a murderer. Upon hearing this, I was at first insulted. I'd always viewed myself as a good person, a cut or two above those in prison, especially murderers. Upon further reflection, I've come to see the truth of the prison warden's proclamation, because the line between good and evil runs through every human heart. In other words, we all have to choose how to act and how to treat others. In my view, it's important for us all to look within and face our impulse toward violence, and then to look out and put into practice the idea that all of life is sacred, especially human life. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.